this is Dennis Byrd, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we'll learn why it is that only 5% of people who lose weight never gain it back. I'll bring my expertise in life coaching, my advanced studies in psychology, and my own personal story of beating obesity so we can learn new ways of thinking and adopt powerful strategies to lose weight and keep it off for life. Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 44, The Humbling Power of Failure. Before we get into today's topic, I just wanted to let you know of something that I'm working on. I've been writing a book about how I really changed my mindset and adopted new strategies in order to lose weight, and it's a book called Get Smart and Get Slim. And what I've been doing is I've been posting each chapter of the book week by week, and refining it as I go as a way to get the word out. So if you're interested in reading my book chapter by chapter, I'll be posting a new chapter probably about Wednesday or Thursday of each week. And you can subscribe to my website at dennisbyrd.org, and then you'll get those automatic updates about when the chapters are being posted. Or you can go to my website at dennisbyrd.org, and there's a tab that says Get Smart and Get Slim, and you can go ahead and check on that, and all the chapters will be posted there as well. Because I'm working on that project, you'll notice that my podcasts each week are probably going to be a little bit shorter just because I'm working hard to make sure that I get that book out and just don't have the time to put as lengthy of a podcast out. But I'm really hoping that these short little podcasts will give you a boost in your thinking and in your strategies to help you either lose weight or maintain weight, or just general life strategies to help you move towards the goals that are important to you. So again, dennisbyrd.org, Get Smart and Get Slim, and that's where you're going to find the latest chapters. All right, let's get into today's topic, the humbling power of failure. Biographies of extremely successful people have often revealed that they've had a lot of failures in their lives. For example, Steve Jobs was forced out of Apple, the company he founded earlier. J.K. Rowling was living on welfare when she wrote Harry Potter. Tim Ferriss was rejected by dozens of publishers before someone took a chance on the 4-hour work week, which became a national bestseller. Thomas Edison's light bulb had hundreds of failures before he created a stable bulb that transformed the world. And most people who have had long-term weight loss have had multiple failures in their diet. Failure is humbling, but if looked at in the right context, it can also be powerful. If we're failing, it's an indication we're working on something important to us. And in failing, it's also an indication that we are trying hard to correct whatever we're trying to correct. In our failures, we neglect to give ourselves credit for that effort, and I think that's a mistake. What we sometimes forget is that when we fail, we're often closer to our success, but it's not always easy to see that. Often we are focusing on what we didn't do, or maybe what we didn't say, or what we didn't complete. But hidden in the negative are the seeds of future successes if we would only put our failure into a broader context. The power in failure occurs when we learn from our failures. A little over 9 years ago, I really had a major failure in my career. In 2006, I was laid off of my job in a company I'd been working with due to the fact that there was a lot of restructuring going on and the company was really tanking. I felt like I was, you know, on the Titanic, you know, going down with the ship. But after searching for work for a couple of months, I decided to start my own coaching and consulting company. And I was really excited about this because I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I loved being my own boss. But the problem was, is I wasn't successful at all. Over a couple years, all I can say is that I broke even. And that's really not helpful, and it put a lot of stress on my family. But the humbling power of failure is that over those 2 years, I developed new skills and actually honed my expertise that made me more attractive to the company I work for now. And I really believe that had I not had those 2 years of independent consulting and coaching, I don't know if my current company would have been interested in me. So the seeds of my career success today was planted in the failure of my past career endeavors. So here are some things to put into context when we fail around our health and around our weight. First, if we evaluate why our diet failed, we should have more information about what doesn't work. That's half the battle. So I've been on diets that were successful in the short term, but really failed in the long term because they just were too restrictive, too hard. And the reality is that that's just not sustainable. If things are too hard, we just can't do them for the long term. I used to blame the diet, and I used to really get hard on myself instead of trying to analyze what didn't work, you know, and maybe what parts of it did work. So if we could back up just a little bit after each failure and learn from them, we would reach the success we're looking for a little sooner. Second, success and failure aren't static. They really ebb and flow throughout life, and I think this is normal. And I know there's been times in my life where I wish I wouldn't have failed, but it's often in my failures that I've learned the most about myself. When we take what we learn and apply it to our next attempt, we are closer to success. I was on diets and weight loss programs for over 10 years, really before I finally figured out that I needed to change my thinking as well as my plan. I don't think it's going to have to take you that long, and that's the whole reason why I've created this podcast and my blog, so that you can learn from my experience and change and adapt what you're doing, ultimately, for things that'll work for you. But don't get discouraged. It doesn't mean that it's going to take you as long as it took me, but that was my process and you have your own. Third, failure reminds me that I can't take success for granted. And in the course of those 10 years, I've lost between 75 and 80 pounds and I've kept it off, but I really don't take that for granted. In fact, at the time of this podcast, I'm currently 5 pounds heavier than I like to be. And while no one would ever look at me and say I look heavier, I just don't like how it feels. An extra 5 pounds from my base weight really doesn't feel good. Well, do I consider this a failure? I don't really think so, but it is a reminder that I can let myself, you know, get back into bad habits. I can let my guard down a little bit. And I think the hard part about maintaining weight is that it's so easy to get off track a little bit and gain a few extra pounds here and there. So I know what to do to lose that 5 pounds, and I'm actually currently back on plan, and I'm doing okay, and I'm starting to whittle away at that 5 pounds and working my way back to where I want to be. But I realize that if I don't eat right, my body will pack on the weight, and that's a little humbling. So the humbling power in failure is that it reminds me that I'm human. And even though I have this blog and a podcast all about maintaining weight and losing weight, I still have to struggle to maintain my weight. And the good news is that this struggle to lose and maintain our weight is normal. And also the good news is that it's not always going to be difficult. There's our days and weeks and months where it's easier, and there are times when it is more difficult. But if we keep moving forward in our health goals, more than we're moving backwards, we're still making progress. So one of the things I'd like you to think about is progress over perfection. That if we take 2 steps forward, 1 step back, we're still moving forward. We're making progress. So if you are currently failing in your health goals, I really would like you to take this to heart. Most of us who have had long-term weight loss success have failed too, often repeatedly. And there's lots of evidence that says that people who've had long-term success have had multiple failures before they figure it out. But if you keep at it, eventually you'll find the right path and mindset to be on, the right path and mindset that works for you. So to give you a little boost in your process, I really would encourage you to go to my website at dennisburg.org and click on the tab, How to Lose and Maintain Weight. While it doesn't specifically say what to eat, it does give you a nice strategy and a nice framework for how to walk through the process to figure out what's going to work for you. And what I'd like you to do also is just to go through the archive on my website of the different podcasts and blog posts that I've had and just look for the topics that seem to relate to what you're looking for. Also look for the interviews that I've had with Sean Goodsell on being mentally tough, on Dean Dwyer, on creating powerful habits, the interviews that I've had with other 5%ers just about how they've lost weight, because I believe that in everyone's story, there may be things that'll be helpful to you. So my encouragement to you is don't let failure get you down. Rather, use its humbling power to work hard, do your best, and never give up. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. And if you will, go to iTunes and find the 5%ers podcast and leave a review and let other people know how it's been helpful. And if you want to know more about being a 5%er, you can go to my website at dennisberg.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up. Have a great day, everybody.